There have been late-night protests in Sudan, with people continuing calls for the military to hand over power to civilians. The army has been in control after toppling long-term President Omar al-Bashir in April. Human rights groups have also called for an investigation after protesters claimed more than 100 people were killed in a sweeping crackdown last week. They also say more than 40 bodies were pulled from the Nile River in Khartoum and taken away by security forces. Elsa Nosy Adam is a freelance journalist in Sudan. Thank you so much for your time. What's it like there this morning?
Today, this morning, the situation is really back to completely normal before even the sitting started. The cars on the streets, people are going to the jobs, but the political tension is still on the rise. The SPA, Sudanese Professional Association, has called for night demonstrations to pressure the MTC, the military, the TNC, the Transitional Military Council, to hand power to the civilians. So what we're witnessing right now is quiet during the day and a little bit of disturbance during the evening and early night.
We've heard horrific reports of violence in the past few weeks. Is there any clarity on how many people have been killed?
According to the doctors, the central, the organization of central doctors in Khartoum, they say the number of people who died is up to 108. This has been countered by the Ministry of Health, the government. They're saying the number of people who died is 61, but it's between those two numbers so far.
Are there fears that there will be more violence?
Yes, because to this day, the police and the security, who are actually trained to disperse protesters and to handle them in a good way, they're not there. They're not existing. They've been replaced by the rabid support forces. And those people, this is a paramilitary group that actually knows only how to shoot and kill. So if there's going to be more protesters on the street, clearly, the numbers of people who are going to die are going to be more.
What's the internet access like now? Because I know that there's been troubles around internet access over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, after the break, the sitting, the next day, immediately, the first thing, there was like no internet access through mobile phones. To this day, it's been 14 or 15 days now. However, the internet, the cable lines are still working. So some of the hotels have internet, and maybe some of the upper class, they have some working internet. This has affected the country really bad because there's a total blackout. There's no news because people used to get their news from social media, and now they have no access to this. It's also affected the SPA, the Sudanese Professional Association, because they've been the people who are running and leading and organizing for the demonstrations in all the cities in Sudan, and they were used to do that through the internet. So now with no internet, this element is missing. They cannot organize better. They cannot organize well. Although I've spoken to some of the neighborhood committees, and they said, after the internet is actually now more clear for them, they can see, they can meet in person with the people, they can organize better, the trust is being restored. Because you are working, online, you don't know whether you can trust the person or not, but now you can see them, you can interact with them. So it's basically they think, having no internet brought them closer.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Elsa Nosy Adam is a freelance journalist in Sudan, on the phone from Khartoum, where, as he says, the internet is down, making interviews just like that a bit difficult, as you may have heard, a difficult line, but we thought it was important that we brought you that story. This is RN Drive.